Go to the phones.
He's a winner in our eyes. The one, the only, Robert Gagliardi, YO Sports, Laramie Boomerang, joining us here on the program. Gags, what's going on, man?
Just working away on a short week, trying to get everything done a day early, having to go out to Ypsilanti, and I don't even know if I said that right, on Thursday for Friday's game. So,
are you driving to this one or are you flying?
No, I'm flying to this one. I wasn't going to get bamboozled like I get last time.
They'll let you leave on Thursday or on Wednesday if you want to drive.
Yeah, well, I'd never get any. I don't even know if I'll get everything done before I have to leave on Thursday. So.
Gags, let's look back at the UC Davis win for the Pokes. And I know I asked post-game, I think it was Brian Hill, about it, you know, when Andrew Wingard commented that they need to go out and beat somebody that they are supposed to beat because it didn't happen last year in some of those early games. And they came out and did it. They really dominated in every aspect of the game. And like Dave and I were talking at the start of the show, it's another sign in some of the improvements, albeit maybe small improvements, that this team has made this season. And you saw it again on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I think it was a pretty decent, you know, a step, you know, to beat a team like you probably should. Now, not all FCS teams are that way, and you know, I think UC Davis had some weapons. I don't know if they're going to be a great team in the Big Sky Conference. You know, when North Dakota came in here last year and handed Wyoming a pretty convincing loss, we thought, well, that's a pretty good football team. Well, it didn't turn out to be come conference play, but nonetheless, it was a, you know, other than the little hiccup at the start of the second quarter when Josh Allen lost the fumble and they returned it for a touchdown, you know, I thought, you know, it was a pretty good win. It was the offense was very good. The running game got going just like Wyoming wanted to. Opened up the pass game for Allen, although they didn't have to throw it much. Defense, got a couple of turnovers. The run defense, which I think you brought up, Keith, after the game, and I know a lot of, you know, I brought up again to Coach Bull today, you know, the interior run defense was good. And, you know, yeah, you know, and the defense didn't give up nearly as many big plays. You know, nine plays of 30-plus yards or more and five for touchdowns over the first two games. I think UC Davis' longest plays were 25 and 24 yards. One went for a touchdown, but one also went when the game was no longer in doubt. So, yeah, steps in the right direction, you know, not a finished product, still a lot of work to do, but a step nonetheless, and you know, you just got to keep taking those steps.
How big of a step will it be when they play Eastern Michigan, a team? I mean, they just dismantled Wyoming last year, and I don't know how different the game would have been if Josh Allen stays in and doesn't get hurt. We'll never know. Maybe we will know with the outcome on Friday. But is this a bigger step than the one we just saw?
Yeah, in a lot of respects it is for a couple reasons. I think one is, you know, like you said, you know, the last year was just a debacle. You know, to even Chase Appleby, senior nose tackle, told me, he goes, I kind of think that was a game. And he goes, it was an embarrassment that, you know, I kind of probably, you know, wheels kind of fell off after that game. And, you know, last year was last year, and, you know, one game will not make Wyoming season or not. But, you know, one game last year maybe had at least was a factor in maybe why things kind of started to spiral out of control. So, there's that, but I, you know, another thing for me is this football team hasn't won on the road since 2014. I mean, they've lost eight straight road games. They've lost seven straight non-conference road games. And, you know, look, you got to win on the road some if you're going to take that next direction, next step. And that's a step. You got to win on the road. The next two are on the road, and this is the first opportunity. So, yeah, I think in a lot of respects, it's a bigger step or bigger challenge for Wyoming. A, you know, the step up in competition will be a little bit better. And, you know, they've got some, you know, there, you know, maybe, you know, maybe there's some revenge or some motivation after last year, but they don't want a road game. You gotta break through on the road. Good teams win on the road. And, you know, for three quarters, Wyoming was holding its own at Nebraska, but then, you know, we know what happened then. So yeah, I do think it's another step, another challenge, and then, you know, maybe a step up as far as those go.
What do you think of Josh Allen? You know, he had a solid game, very efficient with the exception of the fumble, which is a problem considering that the six turnovers the week before against Nebraska. But do you feel like he responded as well as you thought he might after the debacle at Nebraska, that fourth quarter?
You know, I thought, and you know, that's what I wrote my column on after the game was, you know, you knew, you know, look, you have a bad game like that, you know, the player, the coaches, they all say the right things, but what happens in a game when that first bit of adversity hits, you know, whatever it is, you know, and then obviously it was the lost fumble and stuff, and granted, you know, the competition level wasn't the greatest, you know, the next drive back, Wyoming scores in four plays, and it's all run plays, capped by Brian Hill's 59-yard run, so that's certainly helps, you know, and on the next series, I think Allen, when he dropped back to throw one time, he ended up running, and then when he finally threw it, it was a third and four play, and he converted a third down on that into a first down, and then was what, I think it was 5 for 5 or 6 for 6 the rest of the half with two touchdowns and bounced back. So I thought for Josh himself and just, you know, well, mostly Josh himself, that was a huge step for him to not just shake the bad taste of what happened against Nebraska out of his mouth, but just to bounce back after adversity, because you just don't know how they're going to respond sometimes, you know. And I thought that was a very big key for him. And, you know, even talking to him today, you know, I got to take care of the ball better. You heard Craig Bull talk about that, Keith, when he was during his news conference. You know, it's still some things to do, but I did think he responded well. And I thought, to me, granted, Brian Hill had a huge game. The defense did some good things. To me, that was the most important part of that game, was how, not just how Josh Allen responded, but his entire team responded after that bit of adversity.
I got a chance to talk to Rico Gafford, and that guy, he just seems to have a nose for big plays. And I know that was his first pick, and he almost returned it to the house, but we saw that in fall camp, where he would routinely, it seemed like, get a pick six in a practice or a scrimmage or something like that. I really, really like him at the corner spot. Seems like he's just very opportunistic when the ball comes his way.
Yeah, you know, and I think he's getting a little more comfortable again. It's kind of interesting, you know, he was the guy that they signed at mid-year. He was supposed to be here in January and go through winter conditioning and spring ball, but a kind of a mess up in his class transfers where he was here, but he still couldn't be in school or be involved in any of the team activities, and, you know, took an online class back at Iowa Western College where he was at in Laramie for a while, but, you know, that was hard. I mean, he couldn't work out with the guys. He could hang out with them, you know, on the weekends, but it was just really hard. So he went home and then came back in the summer and really got after it, and then got really thrown in there, and he's been the starter ever since. It's a cool story, and yeah, I think he's becoming a little more confident as the games go on and making plays. He's got the speed. He's, you know, part on, you know, he plays on special teams, can return kicks, and you know, just a very, the type of guy you want out there at one of your cornerback spots, and you know, hopefully he can continue to make more plays. I think he's more than held his own. I think he's played pretty well for the most part, and hopefully that can continue to happen. And it was interesting because I talked to him too, Keith, and I said, look, Rico, I know you weren't here last year, but you know, as far as like watching film or what the coach is saying about last year's game with Eastern Michigan, because look, I mean, Eastern Michigan reeled off 38 straight points. I think they had 506 yards of offense, and I go, what has kind of been your reaction from your teammates that were part of it? He goes, we were in film room on Sunday, and one of the coaches put on about 15 plays of what Eastern Michigan did. And I go, well, what was their reaction? He goes, pretty quiet, and there's not much you can say after you saw something like that. So they kind of know that. So hopefully maybe with Rico back there, maybe they don't, you know, Eastern Michigan doesn't have quite as easy of a time as they did for Laramie last season.
Oh, go ahead, Monty.
No, I was just going to say, now, moving ahead and looking at the upcoming game on Friday night now, this is on ESPNU, so this is a big payday for the Cowboys, right?
No, this game, you get squat. It's on CBS Sports.
CBS Sports. But
the CSU game next week is on ESPNU.
That's the one they move back and you don't get anything for it.
Yeah, no, you only get appearance bonus money as if you're on ESPN or ESPN2, but... So this one Friday's on CBS Sports Network, and that's just part of the contract. So no, there's no money in that either.
No. You ready to go over these picks and recap the week that was?
I guess. Is there much to recap for me?
You and I brought up the rear and are bringing up the rear overall. Gags, we were both 4-5-1, and now are 11-17-2 overall.
That's losing money in Vegas, baby. That's losing a lot of money in Vegas.
Yeah, you got San Diego State, Denver, New England, and Houston, right? I got San Diego State, Rutgers, Michigan State, and Tennessee, right? Dave and Reese went 5-4-1. Monty improves his record to 13-15-2. That's after 1-9 last week.
Yeah, I mean, considering a 1-9 game last week, you know, I'm fighting right in there. You know, if I had taken last week off, I'd be in great shape.
You're not hemorrhaging money in Vegas now.
No, I'm headed to the blood bank though.
Reese is 16-12-2 overall.
I think he cheats, though.
Monty got San Diego State, Rutgers, Michigan State, Denver, and New England right. Reese got San Diego State, Rutgers, Miami, Michigan State, and New England. Jeremiah had the best week. He was 6-3-1, but he's 13-15-2. He got San Diego State, Rutgers, Miami, Denver, New England, and Houston right. So those are where our picks are right now. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, it's getting ugly, and I have a feeling I have all the confidence in the world that you'll turn it around. I just have a feeling that... This has the makings of like one of the great stock market dives of the year. I think I don't think I can. I think I better just punt while I can.
No,
I won't though.
You got like 9-10 weeks to recover.
You got plenty of time. Plenty of time, gang.
You're right in the crapper.
Right.
All right, man. Hey, have a happy birthday on Wednesday, Gags, and enjoy Eastern Michigan. That is in the eastern part of the state, by the way.
That's what they tell me. So if I end up on the western side, you know I've gone too far.
Happy birthday. Wrong turn at the airport.
Happy birthday, Wednesday, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
it. See you, Gags. There you go, Robert.